At the turn of the last century, the Wausau Club was the meeting place and watering hole for members of the Wausau Group, the lumber barons who created a new economy for the young city based on paper mills and insurance after the great pine forests had been cut down. The building is on the National Register of Historic Places, but it has stood vacant downtown for several years. A development group acquired it in 2007, but renovation efforts stalled during the Great Recession. Now the developers are offering the Wausau Club back to the city as a gift in exchange for closing costs and this year's taxes. Wausau Alderman Bill Nagel thinks it's a good deal.
I think it's a great opportunity because the property is essentially being given to the city. If worse comes to worse, and the city would have to demolish it, the city would have a very valuable piece of property.
Nagel says he would prefer that a new use be found for the club without tearing it down. But Alderman Keene Winters worries about the high cost of repairing the old Greek Revival structure and thinks the city may regret getting stuck with the property.
One of the sad truths about an old building is unless you have a real purpose for it, it has no purpose to exist. And I don't know what purpose we could have for the Wausau Club that would measure up to the investment that we would put into it.
Winters was one of only two no votes when the offer came before the city's committee of the whole. The city council is expected to make a final decision on the Wausau Club at its next meeting. In Wausau, I'm Glenn Moberg for Wisconsin Public Radio News.